What's good? What's good? It's your boy. It's been a minute. Well, it really ain't been a minute. But I was going to do a show on can men and women really just be friends? This is right before my cousin passed. It's been like a week and a half, almost two. And I know what Courtney would say. You look at me like, cuz, the show must go on. You got to do it. So I'm moving on for that. Still every day. Always. Rest in peace, Courtney. We miss you. But I guess the show must go on. So I'm going to continue with my original topic on can men and women really just be friends. I'm going to give y'all the statements that people put on my page. I put it up there, it was a while ago, but I'm definitely going to read those off. And I'm going to give you my thoughts about it. So I'll be right back here with y'all here shortly. So I'm gonna jump right in. I posted the question on my Facebook page. Well, one of the first people to respond, my homeboy O, he worked at Assurion with me. Cool dude, real good dude, crazy, good dude, though, honest dude. His first response was, he was like, of course, it just depends on the individuals. And do you value the opposite sex outside of what they can do for you sexually? I mean, that's legit. Of course, we know you know. I agree with both. I agree with that. It just depends on how you look at the situation. It depends on how you come into the situation. Now, if you come in, and, well, let me say this first. With me, of course. Hold up, I ain't gonna say it because somebody actually put it up in a statement and I thought it was very, very true. And the next person, KK, she said yes. She think they could. And following her, it's a lady named, I call her Sandra. Call her Sandy, but she like a big cousin. I've been knowing her forever. She said, of course. She said her best friend for life of 30 plus years was a guy. And I got a lot of those, like, people saying, like, their best friend was either a guy, or women saying their best friend, you know, was a guy. Men saying their best friend was a girl. And that's cool, but honestly, now, of course, we all got female friends. Like, I got female friends that I've known forever. It ain't never been non-sexual. Never. So it's possible. But at the same time, I think sometimes we come into relationships, or not even relationships, I think it end up being friendships when, like, I don't think when people first meet each other, like, guy and a girl, I don't think they plan to be friends forever. I think somebody may start off liking somebody, and it may not never be that, and y'all may turn into best friends. I don't know if they come in like, oh yeah, this is gonna be my partner, this is gonna be my homie. I don't know if nobody really come in like that. And I ain't talking about the people you meet occasionally, like in class, in college, or in high school. I'm just saying, like, in life. And so the next person that really responded was my cousin, Waikin. And he just said the question has so many variables to it. He said in the beginning of the friendship, a man doesn't have a female friend. He has a female friend that he hasn't slept with yet. And he said 90% of the time the relationship was built from physical attraction, on one or both sides. But he says with time and maturity, it's possible due to the change of the mindset and the ability to know all friendships aren't to be conquered sexually. I think out of everything that I saw, like that people posted, I definitely agree with that. So I'm going to say it one more time. He said, the question is, well, he said, the question has so many variables. And in the beginning, the friendship, a man doesn't have a female friend. He has a female friend that he hasn't slept with yet. And he said 90% of the time, the relationship was built from physical attraction on one or both sides. But with time and maturity, it is possible due to the change of the mindset and the ability to know all friendships aren't to be conflict sexual. I totally agree with that. I think out of all the things, I've seen some great things on here, but I think that might be the truest statement I've seen. And then my homegirl Melanie, she said, and the 10%, they're not trying to conquer when you first meet them, our childhood friends. And of course, my homegirl Tasha, she says she definitely believes, she believes that it's possible, as we all do. I mean, like you said, as time we grow up, we mature, we know it's possible. Like, but sometimes we do. Most times we go into these, even when they turn into friendships, we go into it, like when we meet a girl out somewhere and we're like, oh, she's cute, this, that, and you ain't thinking in your mind as a guy. Or as a woman sometimes, you ain't thinking in your mind like, oh man, I want to be his best friend, I want to be her best friend. Nah, you ain't really thinking that. But my girl Didi, she said some of her best friends, she said some people miss out on the best relationships only for sexual satisfaction, which most times aren't even worth it. Very true statement. We're going to a situation, sometime in it, when we're trying to have sex, but what you don't know is you missing out on probably one of the best friendships in life. And you will miss it because we think in one way. Or as they say about me, we think with one head. Like, so we thinking with the wrong head. But I do. I have some of the, man, look, I got some of the coolest female friends I've met in life. And then my girl Melanie, she responded with saying, it's only an issue for people who don't respect the opposite sex. She said, then they see them as a sexual object or sexual predators. My girl Andrea, she said, I got two male best friends. We've been friends for years. And that's true. I'm sure it's true. But I'm sure at some point, when y'all probably first met, it was like, ah, oh, she fine. I wanted to kind of mess with her. Unless y'all met when y'all was kids. Like, y'all was kids, of course. You know, then that's different. And my girl Ramona, she said, you know, Ramona Moore said, she said, I have more male friends than I have female friends. And that's true. That could be very accurate. But depending on the numbers, I'm a numbers guy and I like to do stats. I like to do statistics. Trust me, if you got 8 male best friends, 1, maybe 2, possibly 3 have thought about having sex with you before. Maybe wanted to try to do it before. So I understand as a woman, you say, I got all these male friends. That's cool. But trust me, 1, maybe 2, possibly 3 have thought about sleeping with you before. And if they got the chance, trust me. Trust me, ladies and guys. I know we say we got these great female friends, these great male friends, but trust me, if given a chance, a 9 out of 10 will sleep with you. Trust me. Now, moving on to one of the better ones, my homie Greg Liss said, he said, yes, if the male is in a healthy relationship or he's completely not attracted to the woman, he said, but a single male and a woman he finds attractive, he said, nah, man, he don't believe it. He don't think it can happen. And I mean, it's legit. It's kind of what I just said. Like, hey, I know we like to talk about how many male and female friends we got and this and that, but trust me, you're given a chance. It ain't always the male. Sometimes the woman will try it. Hey, what they say, they gonna shoot your shot. They gotta come in the gym to shoot the shot, trust me. They in the gym. They might not be acting like they wanna start, but trust me, they trying to get in the game sometime. My girl Megan said, yes, yeah, she didn't really go too into detail. She just said, yes, yeah, she think it's possible. My homeboy Alfonso said, that's a very straightforward question, but has curvy answers. And I said, yeah, you know, it can go different ways because it can. It's a trick question. It's kind of crazy. It is a trick question. My homeboy Michael Owens, shout out Mike, he said yes. My boy Jay Ham, he said absolutely. He said he got a few close homies that's ladies right now. And I believe, and it's true, but I'm telling you, and I say it again, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. That's why I call this show The Life Through My Eyes. I'm bringing it to you like straight facts from how I think. I know it can be done. Like I told you, I got female friends and it's cool. But in some cases, Man, y'all want, like, you get a dude their chance, they want their chance, they gonna shoot their shot, they gonna go for it, trust me. My girl Maria, she said, most of my friends are males. And she said, no lines crossed, no feelings there, just friends. She said, most I've been friends with over 20 years, trust me. To understand Maria, you gotta know Maria. Like, Maria don't play that, she crazy, but she a good person. So they probably ain't shooting their shot. And even if they ain't said it, trust me, if she said she got a bunch of male friends, like I said before, trust me. One, two, possibly three done thought about it. And if they could, they gonna take their chance. And I feel you, Maria, when you say, hey, this, that. But yeah, nah, they'll take that shot. My girl Tara said, she said she's always had more male friends than females. I'm sure you're a woman, so I'm sure you probably have. Even with that though, Tara, you can have those male friends, but like I said before, you let them in the gym, you give them a ball, they feel like they can shoot their shot. Some of them gonna shoot their shot, not all of them, but some of them gonna shoot their shot, trust me. My boy Dior said he feel like as long as neither of them are attracted to each other, but he said in general, he said, nah, he don't feel like that. But he did say, like, as long as they ain't attracted to each other, he feel like it's possible. But just overall, he like, nah, he ain't really feeling that. He don't think it's true. And I understand both sides. Like, I feel the same way. Like, with every answer people gave me, I feel like it's true. Because, come on, man. It sounds good to be like, ah, yeah, you know, that's my friend, and we this, we that, we ain't never mixed with each other, da da da. But it's usually because one or the other not attracted to the other. Because even, I don't care how good of friends y'all are, if one of y'all attracted to the other, at some point, it may go down. It may go down. Trust me. That's all I got. I read everybody's comments to y'all. Let me know what y'all think. I'm gonna put up another question for another topic so we can talk about it. Again, rest in peace, Cuzzo. Rest in peace, Courtney. Appreciate everybody that commented and jumped on my page to give me an answer. I feel like all these are true. My personal thoughts, I do believe it's possible for people to be friends, and it's gonna kind of be, I don't know, because my answer gonna go kind of both ways, because I do feel it's possible. Like anything we know in life, anything is possible. But I do believe with, I think Greg said it, like, you, both of y'all can't be attracted to each other. Like, somebody gotta not be attracted to the other person, because if y'all are, nah, it ain't going down like that. Like, without spending enough time, y'all gonna mess around. And that's a reason, too. I'm gonna have to have them for another topic, but I'm gonna say, I don't believe in friends with benefits sometimes, because I feel like if y'all kick it long enough, somebody gonna like somebody. And that's probably what I'm going to talk about on my next show. Thank y'all for listening to me. As always, if ain't nobody told you today that they love you, I love you. Stay safe. Stay out the way. Keep God first.